Resolution, August 1909. Whereas the Loma Linda Enterprise has been recognized by the late General Conference not only as a sanitarium with a special work, but also as a special educational center for the training of gospel medical missionary evangelists for the worldwide field. And, whereas the General Conference Committee, at a recent session in July 1909, expressed its interest, sympathy, and counsel for the enterprise as follows. Resolved, that we recognize the Loma Linda College of Evangelists as a special training school for medical missionary workers for the worldwide field, and encourage it to maintain and strengthen its efforts to provide a course of study for the training of workers, combining the qualifications of the highly trained nurse with those of the practical evangelist. And further, that before giving counsel as to the suggested plan of adding to their faculty and equipment, so as to give 1 or 2 years of medical study that would be accepted by a recognized medical college as part of a regular medical course, we request definite information concerning the changes involved in adapting their course of study to this purpose, requirements of such colleges as would affiliate on this basis, and as to what such a plan would involve financially. The Loma Linda Sanitarium is an important institution, having a splendid location, and is capable of doing a great amount of good in the development of workers. It should be not only a sanitarium of the first class, but a training center for young people who can enter service for foreign fields. While the General Conference is not in a financial condition to render financial aid to the Loma Linda Sanitarium, beyond the salary of Bible teacher, it is still in fullest sympathy with the principles for which it stands and the work which we believe it is appointed to accomplish, therefore. We recommend that the Pacific Union Conference cooperate with the trustees of the Loma Linda Sanitarium in carrying forward the work which the institution should accomplish. A. By helping along such financial lines as are mutually agreed upon by the trustees of said institution and the Pacific Union Conference Committee. B. By aiding the institution to secure the best possible help in the way of teachers and aiding the payment of their salaries. C. By encouraging our young people to take training at this institution. Therefore, we recommend that the Loma Linda Sanitarium Board of Managers lead out in placing the school in a position to creditably do the work for which it is established, in harmony with the counsel of the General Conference Committee and the instruction from the Spirit of Prophecy, and that we ask the Pacific Union Conference to assist us in carrying forward the enterprise as recommended by the General Conference Committee. And, whereas the qualifying of workers with the necessary medical and evangelical ability demands the strengthening of the school faculty this coming year by adding 2 additional teachers and increased facilities at a cost of $10,000 as follows. $3,500 of the above is already pledged, and $1,600 is already paid in cash. Whereas the work of the school would be greatly strengthened in many ways by a legal charter sufficiently broad to cover the work of the school as outlined in the testimonies, therefore, we recommend that the Loma Linda Sanitarium Board of Directors be authorized by this conference to secure a charter for the Loma Linda College of Evangelists. Whereas there is a manifest need of a more definite outline of the proposed work of the Loma Linda College of Evangelists, therefore, we recommend 1. That for the present year, the course of instruction outlined in the calendar be carried out. 2. That full and complete outlines of the course of study to be carried by the college be drafted. 3. That the relation of the medical evangelistic course to the corresponding course of study in regular medical schools be prepared for submission to the Southern California Conference Committee, Pacific Union Conference Committee, and the General Conference Committee, in order that full counsel and consideration of this important question may be had at the Fall Council of the General Conference Committee, to be held in College View in October, and that these plans be accompanied by a detailed statement of what is involved financially in order to carry out the complete plans of the college course.